Today it is a great pleasure to have the illustrious, effervescent, and always right Mr. Michael Campbell as a guest to talk a little bit about this incredibly confusing and disconcerting environment that we're living in.
Well, we certainly are. Thanks, Ozzy, and glad to be with you. But look at the level of uncertainty. You know, I feel like President Trump's waved his magic wand and said, we're going to really put the world in turmoil. Of course, we felt it in Canada with talk of a 51st state. But it's more than that. Of course, it's the economics of it. You know, we've got the Trump tariffs, which aren't going to be finished on the first day or the 20th day or the 30 days. This is a big, big deal. Our response is also part of that big deal. But the point I'm making is that it creates a level of uncertainty globally. You know, what are they going to do in tariffs vis-a-vis China, Europe, Mexico? It's not just Canada, but it creates a level of uncertainty that is incredibly difficult for individuals financially and investors around the world.
Yeah, and investors hate nothing more than uncertainty. Yeah. Now, as far as Trump is concerned, all of the tariffs that he had threatened in the last time in 2016, not even 20% of them were actually put in, or they were haggled down. He is the typical deal maker, the way I see it. You know, it's like when I buy a real estate, $1 million deal, do I offer $1 million? No, I'm going to offer you 900,000, right? And then we haggle back and forth, and that's how I see it. But you're right, it's that uncertainty from the investor saying, what's he going to do? You know, what is he not going to do? What should he do? In the meantime, I'm just staying out.
Yeah, I think, by the way, you're absolutely right. I think that would be my analysis. This guy is a businessman, you know, writer of Art of the Deal, all of that. I think it's a good perspective. But I think the real challenge is that this 25% tariff, what if it happens? You know, I mean, it doesn't have to be. I'm with you. That, I mean, you've got states involved down there. Obviously, the province is here. We're the biggest trading partner of 34 states. To what degree is he prepared, especially when it comes to oil and gas? I mean, how much of our, he calls it it is a trade deficit, but it's not a subsidy coming out of the states. They are freely buying our oil, for example, at a discount. Well, does he want to lose that discount? So yeah, there's a lot more machinations to play out. But still, in the short term, there is a level of uncertainty that has, as you just said, has me saying, you know, maybe I'll sit in the sidelines so this sorts out.
But there's also, whenever there is uncertainty, there's opportunity. And that's why I think that the World Outlook Conference that is coming up very shortly, I guess it's on February 7 and 8th, what is that, 35 years, Mike? It's been a long time. And you collect a group of experts and thinking people that clarify and take away some of that fog that we all have, that uncertainty fog. And you, I mean, I'm going to talk about real estate, but I'm going to sit and listen to every single speaker you had, and I'm comparing notes, and it's actually mind-boggling what was forecast last year or the year before and about how you measure that against today's reality.
Well, again, the whole thing is track record. You know, that's how, you know, we have experts like yourself, but coming from all over North America, and they're good people with integrity, but they've got great track records. And I can't promise it's going to continue, but let me give you some examples. I mean, we recommended something like Dynacor at $2.90. Well, it doubled the first year in 2023-24. Since then, the Outlook Conference in February 2024, it's up another, 55%? But, and there's a lot of them. Our small cap portfolio, which we do with Keystone Financial, it's never failed to do big time double digits in the 14 years we've offered it. And that's the bottom line. Maybe from the real estate perspective, you've done a brilliant job. But one of the things I'm most proud of, because it affected so many people, there is no doubt how unequivocally we said in February of 2021, if you do not lock in your mortgage, you're about to get hit big time. And we knew that wasn't affordable for a lot of people. So we said that right through the next year, you know, don't talk to me until you lock in your mortgage, you know, extend it out there and lock in. That's an example. We said clearly get out of the Canadian dollar into the US dollar on every bounce. You know, the last time we were above 80 about a year ago, I did more of that. But we have been absolutely unequivocal in those recommendations. So, yeah, I'm proud of the fact we're trying to make people money. As you know, Ozzy, my big theme is if you're thinking the government's going to protect you, you seriously have nothing to go on. They're the problem in so many instances. You know, they play a part, whether you're talking the housing shortages or the housing affordability, the rent affordability. You know full well, your audience does. Boy, have government ever thrown a monkey wrench into that? And they continue to do it. But that's the same in so many other areas, too, that they've played a significant part. And so I always say, if you think they're bailing you out, like you're now bordering on crazy. So you got to do it yourself. You got to protect yourself. And that's the whole deal we're doing at the World Outlook Conference. And as I say, the track record speaks for itself.
I think it's one of a kind conference because whether it's gold or silver or whether it's oil or whether it's real estate or whatever, it's all discussed. But it isn't just the speaker. What I like is the environment that you've created. People have booths there. They're there all day long. You can listen to this speech. And now I can actually go see, touch the speaker and get my question answered. And I think that's the real secret of the success of the show. So it's February the 7th and 8th. I think you're starting in the afternoon of the 7th and goes to late afternoon on Saturday. And it's definitely not to be missed.
I love your point, because if you were going to say, let's say we have Tony Greer coming from TG Macro Morning Navigator, fantastic track record, a great guy too. Well, come on, if you were going to say to Tony, I'd like to have a personal one-on-one with you, you know, it would cost you a lot of money. You get a chance to chat with them there. They get a chance to chat with you. They get a chance to chat with Joseph Schachter. Lance Roberts is coming up from Houston, Texas to talk to people. I think you're right on with that. And let me come back to the environment we're in. We started with the uncertainty with Trump, but come on, geopolitically, you know, sovereign debt crisis. These things are hitting us. And a lot of times people don't appreciate that they're hitting us at this point. They just don't like the results. You know, they don't like the cost of living increases. You know, they don't like the fall in the Canadian dollar and they're about to travel. All of these things are impacting you now. And unfortunately, I think they're going to get more intense. I think you can do lots of stuff to protect yourself, but ignoring the challenges isn't one of them.
Well, and then there's Warren Buffett. He says, when everybody's crying, you should be buying, you know. Mm-hmm. But what? Even if I have the cash and even if I want to do it, I need some outside opinion to clear my thinking.
And as we've proven, I mean, last year, I remember we talked again, as I mentioned, about Geodrill. You know, we said, you know, recommended it, clearly recommended it. It's up only 88%, Aussie, and I think, as you know, that's a good return. In one, you know, we're not even at the 1 year mark, but VersaBank up 34%. Dynacor, as I say, continued its move 51%. Kits Eyewear, again, another big mover, thanks to BT Global's Paul Beatty. So, you know, that's the key. As you say, you get to at least be introduced to these. It's a lot of fun to talk with other people there. So, yeah, obviously I'm keen on it, but I'm keen on protecting people in this environment. And I think the need for that has never been greater, literally never been greater.
And so the thing that's left to do is take action. You know, the where you can go and get the ticket. I think all the VIP tickets are sold, but there's still a few left. Last below the video in the description, click on Money Talks. Or just go mikesmoneytalks.net.com.
We'll go to mikesmoneytalks.ca and click on the events button, mikesmoneytalks.ca. Just click on the events button. You'll see anything you want, roster speakers, but you can also buy your ticket at that point for about the cost of attending a Canucks game for 1.5 periods.
Yeah, like, that's a good way to do it.
You buy a partial ticket and they kick you out after a period and a half, but not at the Outlook Conference. You get the full 2 days.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be speaking, so I'm hoping I get a free ticket, but I will use my ticket the whole day and a half myself. Mike, thanks so much for doing this.
Thanks,
Ozzy. And we'll see you February the 7th.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Ozzy.